This is GQDN for Monday, June 8th, 2026, brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we get everything that else happened during the weekend, and that includes what we begin today with, the Xbox Game Showcase. So, here are the games and the news that happened. Gears of War E-Day is going to be an Xbox console exclusive. If you're looking forward to that game, you have an Xbox. October 6th is your date. This is via VamingGamesChronicle.com. VGC. Yeah, VGC. Fable came up next, and it starred the Captain America actor Haley Atwell. She's into video games now. Halo campaign Evolved will be out in July because it got a new mission, and it'll be on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam at the same time, I believe. Resonance: The Plague Tale Legacy is coming to Xbox this August. Persona 4 Remake is now confirmed for 2027, and that'll be February 18th. State of Decay 3 returns with some new gameplay trailers. Sea of Thieves will also get a new update as well. It's called The Custom Seas on June 18th. Metro 2039 gets a gameplay trailer. That's going to be coming this winter, February. Bad Magpie is announced for 2027. Wolong is announced for early 2027. That's Wolong 2. Join Us, a cult game, has also been announced for March next year. Senua, which is a new Hellblade game, has been announced for next year as well. The Doom Eternal Revelations has also been announced as an expansion, this July 7th. And Crazy Taxi World Tour is coming next year. And the 25th anniversary controller and console was also revealed. This is going to be an Xbox Series X, an Xbox controller, and it'll be released this November. It's see-through. Minecraft Dungeons 2 was also revealed, and that'll be available to you September 29th, to us all. Magicians: The Devil's Deal was announced during the show as well. Valor Mortis was also talked about with release date in September. The Elder Scrolls Online gets a Thieves Guild expansion. If you don't be a thief, you will be able to do that July 8th. That's the plan anyway. Flight Simulator is now getting a US-themed update, and that is to celebrate the United States 250th anniversary. Goodyear's in there. Yeah, the Goodyear blimp. Where Winds Meet is also getting in a new expansion called Hidden Mountain. Castlevania, Belmont's Curse, side-scroller, coming October 15th. Persona 6 was also announced with a teaser trailer. And who doesn't like Spyro? A Realm Beyond is being developed by Toys for Bob for all platforms. Spyro's coming. And Clockwork Revolution, The Heist, is also an Xbox exclusive, and the game is due out next year. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 also gets an announced trailer as well. So there's going to be a new Modern Warfare game. Yep. What happened, I think, before that one was the Future Game Showcase. And they were in Los Angeles. Of course, Game Trader sponsored it. So why don't they just review it and show you everything that was in there? And that begins with Terminal War. I'm just going to go through the titles. Bellows Fanfare, Echolist, Grave Seasons, Gemini X, Vid Recur, T2, Paradoxical, Shark Dentist, Don't Kill Them All, Power Wash Simulator 2, Expendabots, Curse Mark, Barbarian Saga, The Beastmaster, Dark Mass, Witch Spire, Rayman Legends Retold, which we saw that before, I believe, Hellcard 2, Applause, The Rabbit Hall, Dim Haven, The Lost Source, Black Jacket, Finding Frankie 2. Those were quick ones. They had a lot showing on too. But so did PC Gamer there yesterday, because they had the PC Gamer, PC Gaming Show, and this is from PC Gamer, so why not? Wielders of the Essence was the first title. Star Seeker Astroneer Expeditions had a pre-launch trailer. Warhammer 40,000 Darktide Skitari Class, I believe I said that right. Spellsided, dice game. Star Trek Outpost Unknown, Hack 95, Company Heroes Definitive Edition, Red Kiss, Arcane Eats, Serious Sam Shatterverse, yes. Control Resonant, yeah, we saw that one before too. Sated, Gone Feral, they won't beat two people up. Abotic Factor, Entropic Break DLC, coming this autumn. There are no ghosts at the Grand. I did say Star Seeker's Astroneer Expeditions. Early access June 11th. Virtue Sledgehammer, Happy Bastards, Another Door, AfterQuest, Slash Zero, Cassette Beast 2002, Voidbreaker, Two Bites, Two Tight Spaces, Stronghold 4, Windrunners, Wardens of Avalon, Planet Zoo, Impulse, Acheron, Revamp, there's vampires, War Dogs, Troom and Gloom, looks like a card game, Maximum Thunderness, Rivage, Time Strike, Signet City, Mr. Magpie's Harmless Card Game, self-explanatory, Ascenders, Beyond the Peak, Outward 2, Thief the Dark Project Remastered, Exo Rally Championships, Duskers 2, El Paso Elsewhere 2, Beast of Reincarnation, Terranoth Heroes of Descent, To Kill a God, Pipes.exe, or EXE, Sunset Summit, Clown Town, yeah, I said that one right, Armadus, looks scary, Dave the Diver in the Jungle DLC, yeah, so now we're going to get a backstory, but now we're going to have a DLC, cool, Carcass Clad, Total War Warhammer 40,000, About Fishing, Vampire the Masquerade, Internal Whispers, Valheim, P-O-N, Locator, The Search of Abigail the Dari, Exodus, Remothered Red Nun's Legacy, Into the Wind. Those are the games that came from PC Gamer in the pre-show, I believe, and in the regular show. But we will end with you today with Nintendo Direct that will start at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So I will not be streaming it, but be watching it, definitely. But there will be Treehouse Live following the show. And the main show will be 50 minutes long, but the Treehouse Live will be 95 minutes long, over an hour and a half. And via GamingBolt.com, the rumors are now set, because of the Treehouse Live, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time could be remade for Switch 2. Now, if it's not that, then another rumor says that The Legend of Zelda The Wind Walker HD could be remade. We'll see. They're going to have something big by the looks of it, and we'll be there for it tomorrow, right here on the Group Quest podcast feed. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for everything Nintendo Direct and maybe some more. So until then, go play some video games, people.